Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. How are you on this fine Friday afternoon? I have a lot to cover with you today. Some new and exciting news I want to share with you about a development that I'm going to be involving myself with here in the near future. So I'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, I want to start out by reminding you that the NFL draft is Thursday, April 28th. And the reason I'm telling you that is because we are now in the month of April. So Thursday, April 28th through Saturday, April 30th, we have a lot to look forward to this month. It's going to change the landscape of the NFL as if all the trades and everything else going on haven't. But they have also announced, I found this interesting. So my son sends out a message stating, hey, guess what? I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and in 2023, the NFL announced today that we're going to be hosting the NFL draft. You guys need to come out. We need to have a draft party out here in Kansas City. And we were all like, yeah, that's really great. And then like 15 minutes later, I send him a message saying, hey, that means the next year you need to come out to Detroit because Detroit's going to host the NFL draft in 2024. So how exciting is that for the Detroit Lions? Almost as exciting as the fact that they're going to also host, you know, that show that's on a sports channel that's something about Hard Knocks. Boy, they finally got that right. That Detroit Lions team is full of Hard Knocks. And how about some of the changes in the booth? New number one booth. Kevin Burkhardt is going to be doing play-by-play for Fox, and they have not announced who the analyst is going to be. The old one was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. ESPN Monday Night Football now has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And it used to be Steve Levy and Louis Riddick. They are now out. And then Sunday Night Football, the new host will be Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. So there you go with that news. So I wanted to update you on some of those changes because we all have to be aware of that moving forward. And I think it's interesting. Also in the NFL, Bruce Arians announces his retirement. And the new coach is going to be Todd Bowles, who is taking over as the head coach. Now, Todd Bowles, we all remember, was also a coach in the past for the New York Jets. So I wanted to update you with that information. And then I have some new and exciting information. I have decided that I am going to put together the ultimate draft tool for your fantasy football team this year. And I'm not sure on my name yet. It's going to be something like draft-based value or base draft value. And what it's going to incur is I'm going to have a value that I'm going to tell you and I'm going to share it. I'm going to have reasons for it. I've already been working on my formula and testing it, and it's working out pretty good so far, but I'm not going to announce anybody. I think on my next podcast, I may announce five players and share with you how I come up with this information. But ultimately, what it's going to tell you is, for instance, say you're drafting 15th in your draft. There are going to be more than one players that might be a ultimate value for you at 15. So you're going to have some choices. So you're going to have to make the choice. It's a little different than ranking the players, because honestly, we could have 30 players who actually are deserving of a number 15 or better ranking. Do you see where I'm going with this? So, depending on your positional needs and your team needs, and in some instances, your keepers, that value will give you a real quick reflection of who you should be looking at ultimately. So, more coming on that. I'm real excited about it, and I cannot wait to start putting it to the test. Yes, so much fun. Okay, back to things you need to know and things you need to remember. I have a few more for you this week. And what I'm going to tell you is that you are going to start at number 22, Keenan Allen. He was the only player in the NFL last year with 135 plus targets. Only player in the NFL with 135 plus targets in the last 5 years. He's had 100 plus catches in 4 out of 5 seasons, 97 in the other, and top 5 catches per game in 3 straight years. So Keenan Allen's value is going to be higher than what you might expect. And we're going to put that to the test on probably the next podcast. But I'm going to continue, and I'm not going to share it until I've perfected it, because I'm going to perfect it. FYI, running backs since 2015, the top two preseason fantasy running backs based on average draft position have averaged 10 games played that season, the lowest average amongst all preseason top 20 fantasy running backs. 50% of the 14 elite backs are busts, averaging 79.4 fantasy points per season. That is something that you need to remember as you approach your draft. Najee Harris, first round running back over usage. Historically, 73% of running backs with at least 350 plus touches in a season have scored fewer fantasy points the following season. Average net regression is 25%. So, if you take the 300 and you subtract the 25%, that's 75, it means he's going to equal 225 fantasy points next season. Squarely between number 12, Josh Jacobs at 228 and number 13, Nick Chubb at 216. Something that you need to remember. How about Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson, I told you last week, he's in the doghouse, right? Watson was down to the Falcons and the Saints, and he had eliminated Carolina and Cleveland, and then he ended up in Cleveland. So, I'm not sure where he's in the dog pound most or in the dog house most, but I kind of think the Falcons and the Saints might be a little upset with him. Devontae Adams traded to the Las Vegas Raiders, signs a 5-year, $145 million extension. Adams, Renfro, and Waller. That's a pretty good combination of three players. If you could nail all three of those players in your draft, you might fare fairly well and have a pretty good shot at your fantasy playoffs, hoping that they have a really good run through the playoffs and win you a championship. Green Bay gets a 2022 first-round pick at number 22 and a 2022 second-round pick at number 53, and Derek Carr was Adams' college quarterback at Fresno State. That is something that you need to make sure you remember. Please take notes. How about more Watson? Back to him. Houston gets a 2022 and a 2023 and a 2024 first-round pick from Cleveland, a 2023 third-round pick, and a 2024 fourth-round pick. Cleveland gets Deshaun Watson in a 2024 fifth-round pick, and every dollar is guaranteed. So the talk in the NFL this week that was really out there was that guaranteed money and how it's changing the it's going to change the landscape of quarterbacks in the NFL. Not sure. It's a great move. It's going to be interesting when Cleveland announces, or the NFL, I should say, announces how many games Watson has to sit, because he's still not out of the woods there where disciplinary action is concerned with the NFL. Marcus Mariota, he is in Pittsburgh now, and Mariota leaves the Titans. And when he was with the Titans, 27% of his passes were to tight ends with Arthur Smith, the new coach in Atlanta, 2019, 23%. So things look like they're going to fare well for Marcus Mariota. And then Ryan to Pittman. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. Matt Ryan to Pittman, another trade. Ryan threw out wide 45% to Carson Wentz's 39%. Pittman wide on 81% of his routes. That's going to bode well for Michael Pittman, so you should see an improvement in his ratings. Ryan, 91.9 rating as a quarterback, 65.9% completion percentage, 8.1 air yards per attempt, 7.2 yards attempted on a reception, 21% passes to running backs, 54% to wide receivers, and 22% to tight ends. How about Javonte Williams? Some info on him bouncing around out there. Javonte Williams of Denver Missed tackles forced per attempt was 0.31, which put him first. Yards after contact, 3.42, which put him fifth. His explosive run rate, 12.3%, was 11th. And that explosive run rate is based on 10-plus yards per attempt. James Conner, minus Chase Edmonds, less than 10% of the snaps. RB1, RB17, RB12, RB2, RB1. And he is now Chase Edmonds, a Dolphin. Should help James Conner. If you kept him as a keeper, congratulations. It might help your fantasy team. Devin Singletary, an every down back. Is he? He's back with the Bills. If you go back to week 14, he was RB14, 7, 10, 5, and 3. And his missed tackles force per attempt was 0.24, which ranked him 5th during that time. His yak yards were 3.12, which ranked him 13th. That's yards after contact. And then his explosive run rate, again, 10-plus yard per attempt was 10.6, which ranked him 16th. It will be interesting to see how people look and fare Devin Singletary next year, the Buffalo Bills. Jamar Chase was 4th in receiving yards at 1,455. He was 3rd in TDs with 13. From 2011 to 2020, only 4 rookies aged 22 or younger eclipsed 20% target share. Justin Jefferson's 23%, Mike Evans 22%, Sammy Watkins 21%, Jamar Chase 23%. Should be in the number one conversation, not only as a number one wide receiver, possibly even the number one pick in the draft. How do you like that? That is a projection. Mark Andrews, routes ran 45%, 58%, 71%, and then in 2021, he was up to 84%. The Ravens' dropback rate climbed from 50% in 2020 to 63% in 2021. So that is an interesting stat for Mark Andrews, who had 26, Gronk and Kelsey 33, Waller 30, and Kittle 29. So interesting information for Mark Andrews there. How about Joe Mixon? Let's take a look at him. He was 2nd amongst all running backs with a rushing dominator score of 76.9%. Rushing dominator means the percentage of rushing yards and TDs a running back had from his team. Derrick Henry was 1, Jonathan Taylor 3, Joe Mixon 2. Now, the reason of note is Cincinnati went out and improved its offensive line this year. So, technically, this should lead to more breakaway runs, which he had 12 last year. 10 behind Jonathan Taylor, and then also he was behind Nick Chubb and Dalvin Cook. But it should also improve his 4.12 yards per carry. Now you're asking, why do I bring this up? Well, it's simple. It's going to add more fantasy points to his value. Quick question. Is Tyreek Hill Mike McDaniel's Deebo Samuel for the Miami Dolphins? Is he? Do you think that Tyreek Hill at all of 5'10 and 185 pounds, which I'm not really sure either of those numbers are correct, could hold up to the same pounding that a 6'2", 216-pound Deebo Samuel can hold up to? I think that's something that you need to remember when it comes to draft time. I don't know about Tyreek Hill in Miami with Tua. We're going to have more information on that down the road. Justin Fields had the highest graded rookie quarterback rating off of play action last year at 72.6%, and it looks like the starting job will be his in Chicago. How about more on Amon-Ra St. Brown? Things just keep popping up about him. Most catches in the NFL in 2021 without a drop. He had 90, which was 22 more than anyone else. That is something you need to remember. Most TDs over the last 5 seasons. Alvin Kamara, 68, and Derrick Henry, 63. Can Kamara keep that pace up? That will be interesting also. And then, that is going to wrap it for today. I wanted to get some extra information out to you. I wanted to talk about this draft-based value. I am so excited about it. I will keep you posted. Some really good updates coming on that information, and we're going to put it to the test. And like I said, next episode, I'm going to shoot for trying to look at five different players, you know, at least a quarterback, a tight end, a wide receiver, and a running back, or maybe a couple in each position, and then break it down so that we can have some comparisons up and down the draft value chart for you. That's it. That's a wrap for this week. Remember to love your neighbor, have fun. Also, life is for living. Get out there and live it. Bye.